punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Extraordinary show number 16 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I am Das Kooner, but Gene, who the hell are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, what's up? Welcome to show number 16 and Noise Punk and Das Kooner. You can now hear us on Podorama.com as well as Calvos.org.
Yeah.
So we're all about the internet, yo. And today we got a very special guest.
We always say that.
And his name is Louis Andre Kobo, composer, pianist, and guy that we all went to school with, actually.
Yeah,
Louis, say
only,
hello.
That's the only reason he's here. Say hello.
Hello.
It's official.
Yeah, very excited young man. Okay, Charles, why don't you ask him the question?
The question. What the hell are you doing composing? What made you want to do it? It's an obvious first question, but what the hell?
Well, actually, what made me want to compose was two things. I really liked music from a child watching the Star Wars movies. And I thought, you know, this is real music. This orchestral music is very exciting and everything. But I didn't really think about composing as much. But I saw Amadeus when I was 12, and I was just watching that scene when he was, dictating the Confutatus to Salieri, and he's on his deathbed, and I thought, that's how I want to die. That's exactly it. I'm going to be a composer. And the next day, I just started composing, just like that.
Yeah. Well,
that was it.
That story irritates me.
It irritates me, too, which is why I don't tell it very often.
The way they compose that scene you're referring to can't actually be done in real life, supposedly. Or what can you do? It's impossible. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to destroy your foundation of what composition's all about. And as Louis gives a very bad sigh of disappointment, it's...
Well, I guess this show's over now. I've given up being a composer.
Thank you very much for listening to Noise Monkey. That's cool.
We'll get to Kit Kat Club tomorrow.
All right, well, let's just hope that your music doesn't sound like the music from Amadeus or from Star Wars movies for sure. So let's hear it. Charles, you know that?
All right.
They have medicine for that now.
There you go.
You should probably take a lot of it. Louis, tell us what the first piece you're going to play.
What's the first piece of yours?
The first piece is the most recent piece I've had recorded. It's called On the Strength of All Conviction and the Stamina of Love.
Charles,
great time.
You could announce that, so you better memorize.
On the strength of conviction.
Of all conviction. On the strength of all conviction and the stamina of love.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
No, hold on a second.
Hey!
First of all, tell us who's playing it.
Who's playing is...
what is it for, by the way?
It's for mezzo-soprano and piano.
Mm-hmm.
The poetry was written by a living poet. Her name is Jennifer Michael Hecht. She's a fantastic poet that I met online. And I'm planning to set a lot of her work. And we may collaborate on...
Online?
on a memorial work for...
Herb!
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Sorry. Memorial for our teacher, Gianpaolo Bracali.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So she's thinking that she might have time to write a new poem specifically for a new work that I'm going to write for chorus.
For those of you who don't know, our teacher, Louis and Charles, I think, took an orchestration class with him. And my primary teacher, Gianpaolo Bracali, has just passed away. And he was one of the great teachers of our time, as far as we're all concerned. And on April 15th, possibly, we're going to have a big concert honoring him with some of music from his students and his own music. So stay tuned for that. That's 2007, by the way. For those of you listening in the future, you've missed it.
Name of the piece again.
The name of the piece is On the Strength of All Conviction and the Stamina of Love, and it's performed by Anne-Marie Wilcox, a mezzo-soprano, and Lois Anderson. And this was recorded at Manhattan School of Music.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the strength of all conviction and the stamina of love by our guest, Luis André Cobo.
Happy music by Luis André Cobo.
Yeah. We heard mezzo-soprano Anne-Marie Wilcox and pianist Lois Anderson here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Beautiful piece.
Who committed suicide.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Love those persistent B-flats. What?
Nothing. Charles, you did very well. But I just like to tell everybody, Charles is cheating. He wrote all that down.
Usually, oh, yeah, yeah, that's
he
right.
He can't memorize anything.
Yeah, I can't. Well, yeah, like you can.
Can't memorize where his balls is at. All right, so listen.
This is nothing new.
Okay, well, we're having a nice sober Saturday afternoon with Luis André Cobo.
Yeah, right.
We're not drinking anything. Usually we are.
Yeah, we're high on life, man.
I don't know what you're high on. But you better get your hand out of your pocket. And Mr. Cobo, please. I that was a very beautiful piece, which I heard before. And tell us something more about it, or something.
If there's anything to say other than those persistent B flats.
B flats.
Well, the thing about like B flat is that if you don't see sharp, you'll be flat, right?
But I'm dumb.
Dinging.
All right.
Sorry. Okay. Well, let's hear something. Yeah, I know Lewis is into singing. He's into his vocalists and all that operatic like stuff. So I know you have a piece with more singing. Tell us about it. And what is it called? Is it a happy title?
It's a happy title. What it's called it? Death. No, seriously, it's called Death.
All right, so Death. So now this song
and is this is a death. Poem by W.B. Yeats. And it's sung by Russell St. John, who Manhattan's...
Old friend of ours, yeah.
That's right. And this was performed at Manhattan School of Music as well. And it's... a happy piece, I think. It's the most cheery of all.
This is from Lewis's opera, The Happy Fella.
I'm the most happy fella. My heart is so full of
I should probably tell people background. Lewis, Charles, and myself all went to the Manhattan School of Music. Sorry, Manhattan School of Music. Yeah. And we all met there. In fact, I met Lewis at the addition to Manus College, where we were both sitting there.
Manus!
And I don't think I got in. Did you get in, Lewis?
Yes, and it's the single most regrettable decision I made was not going there and meeting you two.
Oh. And on that happy note, Death by Luis André Cobo.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Oh! Yeah!
Wow. Death by our guest composer, Louis André Kobo.
Louis André the Death Kobo.
We just heard the baritone Russell St. John along with the Manhattan Composers Orchestra with David Gilbert
Russell
conducting.
Russell St. Morte. John. Everything. Coffee con morte.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all macabre.
It's all macabre. Okay.
Yeah.
So, more happy music by Louis André Kobo on this Saturday afternoon.
Sober. Hello, my baby. Hello, my.
Hey, wait.
It's Saturday afternoon.
It's a Saturday afternoon. Right. Talk to the mic, or your voice will die.
My voice is dead. I have no voice. Listen to this music. It's all about death.
Death becomes us. Now, Louis, would you like to improvise a piece on the piano about death?
No, but I would like to kill somebody. Who would volunteer?
I have one for you right here.
I need the publicity. What the hell?
All right.
All right. Well, let's see. If I ask you for music that is more uplifting, would you oblige me or no?
Sure. Sure. I could do that. Mm. And that's why I have that. The next track is the Scherzo for piano and orchestra.
Scherzo. Oh. Scherzo?
Scherzo, which literally means...
Scherzo.
Which literally means a joke. Isn't that the literal translation?
Yeah, and what I'm really doing is making fun of fugues.
Ooh.
Right? And you'll see that the entire opening of this piece is actually a very complicated fugue, but when all the instruments are playing at the same time, it actually sounds like a single line. Because no two instruments play at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Right? So the actual fugue actually ends up being a single melody.
You better be careful, because I like to make fun of people who don't know how to write a fugue. So it better be good. But I'm sure you do.
Okay.
No, I know this piece. It's
lots of fugues in it. There's like 17 different fugues.
Oh, boy.
Find them all. That's your challenge.
I like to write one-voice fugues.
One-voice fugues? Those are the hardest to play.
Okay. Gore and Blood by Louis... Oh, no, wait. What's the name of the piece?
Scherzo for piano, right?
Yeah.
An orchestra, I think.
Who's the pianist?
Larissa Sokolov.
Here on...
She Sokolovs it off?
Here on... Excuse me, I have a line here.
Hold on. Wait, I messed it up.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, we've heard
that
before.
In
case you're wondering. Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Indeed, Scherzo for Piano and Orchestra by Luis Andre Cobo, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Yeah, that man, that was some good orchestration, man. Who was playing that, Charles?
Larisa Sokolov was the solo pianist in that, along with the Manhattan Composers Orchestra, under the baton of Glenn Cortese.
Sokolov. All right.
You had to go there.
I can't help myself. I'm a little child.
You're an idiot.
Trapped in even a younger child's body.
That child has, like, glandular problems.
Glandular problems, right. Sure. All right, well, that was a cool piece, man, and that was some serious piano part. I mean, you know.
Well, we should mention, it was written, the piano part was written for someone else, and then she had to cancel because she was ill, and Larisa took her place 5 days.
5 days before the first rehearsal.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it was amazing. And she actually was skeptical that she could do it, but she did it simply because it was such an amazing challenge and an opportunity to play with an orchestra.
Absolutely.
Just for that, you know. So, I mean, it's amazing what she was able to pull off in such a short period of time.
Yeah,
that was pretty good stuff. I mean, the excitement was there. It was in the human element remained intact. What are you doing?
She's playing.
Awkward pause, party of three. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, we're having a quiet afternoon on Saturday listening to music of death and sacrifice. In fact, we have a CD here for Lewis. It's called Sacrifices and Suicides. Another
uplifting, happy, go-lucky.
Do you want to? Well, there's two pieces that we're interested in hearing next. One is a solo piano piece that I always liked called Slow Motion. Or, from this city, Suicides and Sacrifices and Killings and Rapes and Murders. We have a piece called, what is it called? It's called Book of
Happy Bunny Rabbit.
Happy Bunny Rabbit Goes to the Market. Book of Pictures. I kind of want to hear this. Tell me about Book of Pictures. Let's read the program notes. Is there program notes in here?
Program notes.
Hey, all right, this is going to be fun. Here we go. So Charles is going to try to read these program notes. He's going to try to read the program notes while me and Lewis are going to improvise on the piano.
Notebook's picture. Okay.
And try to disturb him. Ready?
Stand by. Notes on Book of Pictures. Rainer Maria Rilke has been a source of inspiration for many of the vocal works that I have written. These songs were composed when a young vocal student approached me with this book of poetry by Rilke, asking me if I had ever read any of his work. At the time, this vocalist was preparing to sing three songs I had written on poems of William Blake and was interested in another set. I borrowed this book and sat home reading it. He had marked up my page. All right, enough already. You got me. Yeah.
Did you finish the program notes?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay, yes? Well, Charles failed to finish the program notes.
Yeah, I laughed. I couldn't. He starts playing John Adams in the background, and all of a sudden I fall apart.
Actually, I was playing your music.
You were. It's just stupid. Is that an inversion?
All right, please. I don't know.
I'm shaving a haircut 2 bits?
Yeah, Lewis, give us your program notes verbally, anally. I mean, orally. Hold the mic. Don't be shy.
I was Charles preferring Brown. Anally. I was hoping for that, but that's exactly why I came over. Well, I actually wrote program notes for this. Well, anyway, I'm not even going to read them. Let's see. This piece was asked for by a mezzo-soprano named Dominique Meisterman, who went to Manhattan School of Music. She inspired me to write songs on the poet Rainer Maria Rilke. And I had never heard of this guy. And she says, no, you should definitely set some of the Book of Pictures poems. And so I took a few of the poems and I set them, and I started really falling in love with his work. So then I said a whole bunch of songs of his here, and then, Charles, you actually performed that piece, Death. The Other Death.
The Other Death.
Right. And, in fact, I had another electronic work the year before you performed Death, which Young Key, Jew, remember Young Key?
Yes, of course.
He actually was the narrator for that one.
He's now Richard Jew.
That's right, and yeah, he plays for Billy Joel and all that.
Helps compose his music, too, but anyway.
All right. So anyway, there's...
Will you shut up? Please, shut the hell up!
All right. So there's three songs in this cycle. Three, exactly. Three. 15.
And this is without alcohol, ladies and gentlemen.
So tell us more. I'm enjoying this.
I'm sure you are. All right, well, the first piece is a lament. All right. The second piece is called the Drunkard Song. And for me, it's the most Stravinsky-esque in terms of its approach to harmony and counterpoint. I was thinking Rite of Spring the entire time and just have one chord in the whole piece. Oh, no, it was Pretty Maiden Slam Dancing. That's what I was thinking. That's right. You can't even play. You can't even play your own song. That's really embarrassing. All right, and the last piece actually had an interesting story to it. When it was performed for the second time at Manhattan School, it was performed at Ned Roram's masterclass.
Oh.
And during this masterclass, he actually criticized the last phrase of the piece because I actually have the mezzo-soprano speak the last line of the poem. As opposed to singing, because I thought it would be more effective. It was it suddenly became about the words rather than the music. All right, and his criticism was that poetry in general should be always sung, and when you mix the two, what ends up happening is that you're taking a beautiful sound as a human voice, and then you're making speech from that same person. It's just not as elegant, not as musical. And I saw
you shut the hell up.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Gene's doing soggetto cavato here. He's
soggetto cavato. Ludicrous party of three.
Okay, we need to play this piece. Yeah.
So anyway, play this piece.
Time.
Play this piece. It's for mezzo soprano, clarinet, and piano. And the thing is, the premiere performance of this, I actually had to have two clarinetists play it because it's a very difficult clarinet part. There's a lot of switching between E flat and B flat and bass clarinet.
Do they share mouthpiece?
But this performance that's on this recording is with Karian Dabari, and she figured out some nifty ways to actually be able to do all the switches without having to miss anything. And it was kind of astounding to listen to and watch her do this. And there's some very difficult clarinet parts. So,
The Book of Pictures for mezzo-soprano, clarinet, and piano. Text by Raina Maria Rilke. Jennifer Arnold is the mezzo-soprano. And who else? Yeah. Who else is in it?
Karian Dabari is the clarinetist. And Shazong Chang is the pianist.
Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust, Crooner.
Shaking in the house across the road. When did it start? When did it start? Thank you. it buckles under those things. Thank you.
have what I need.
The Book of Pictures by Luis Andre Cobo, our guest here on Noise.
Oh, my yeah, keep talking, Joe.
Yes, sir. We heard mezzo-soprano Jennifer Arnold, and who Shazon Chang was at the piano, and who was the clarinist again?
Carrie-Anne DeBary.
That was from performance. And we were talking, you had, was it the, I think you had the whole thing done in front of a master class with Ned Roram, right. And he criticized the fact that that last line was spoken.
Speaking good.
Yeah. What he had a philosophy that everything should be set musically.
Well, his philosophy was that the human speaking voice was not nearly as beautiful and musical as the singing voice. And so when you're right. in a song, it, you know, for the purpose of homogeneity, I suppose, it would be better to actually keep them singing and rather than detracting from the beauty of the voice with just speech.
But that's such a, like a little stringent rule that has nothing to do with writing music and creating.
Right. Well, he
it
also
depends on what happens and
right.
you know,
well,
what
he
you
also
need
criticized the fact that I actually used a German poet. Or
German what?
Book? An Austrian poet.
Oh,
right? He says, well, as an American composer, we should be using American poetry.
All right. Well, we should be doing what we want to do, and everybody should shut
exactly
the fuck up.
Right.
All right. So,
even though he said a lot of French himself, if I'm not mistaken, he's got...
Well, you know. That's the gay thing. All right. So, listen. Let's...
Hot, kettle, black, you know.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. We're getting up to the end here, but we do want to hear this one piece. It's a solo piano piece that I always like by Luis Cobo. It paints a very pretty picture of slow motion. What is slow motion? How do you paint a picture? Luis, tell us. It's going to be a great piano piece. We're going to hear it. Do it!
All right. This piece was conceived and as an etude, actually. It was meant to be a study for me. To be able to play extremely quietly and extremely slowly and under extreme control and still create the colors that I wanted in a piece of music. I sat down one afternoon and I started it and I finished it an hour and a half later. And
wow.
This piece is what it is. And I've used this piece every time I need to reaffirm my techniques, actually, in slow, quiet playing. So Slow Motion is kind of a perfunctory title, considering what the music sounds like. So...
All right.
There it is.
Who's the pianist?
The pianist here is Fabiana Biasini.
I remember.
She was very cute, right?
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
She's Italian. Okay. Well, oh, Slow Motion by Luis Andre Cobo.
This is where you push the button and play it.
Damn.
Push the button.
Slow Motion for Solo Piano by our guest, Luis André Cobo, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Gruner.
Slow Motion.
Fabiana Biasini was the pianist in that performance.
By Luis. Sorry.
André.
You should write a companion piece called Fast Motion.
Actually, I wrote a micro etude that is actually the exact opposite of this work just recently. It's unperformed at this point.
Well,
what about this point? And now?
How about now? How about now?
Thank you for listening to episode number 16
of Noise Punk and Dust Gruner.
Hey,
hey.
Hey, hey.
Oh, yeah, this is the part where he imitates me.
And our thank you very much to our special guest, Luis André Cobo.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're supposed to say it was a pleasure to be here.
You're supposed to say it's a pleasure, even though it wasn't.
I don't like to lie.
Son of a bitch. Say it's a pleasure to be here.
All right, with the gun. It was a pleasure to be here.
Say it better.
Put the gun down. No. All right, I said it.
I don't really believe this guy. All right, yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for...
Well, and best of luck.
Thank you. For with what?
Whatever you're doing.
And don't forget to go to Podorama.com where we are archiving all our shows. For now, there's show number 1 and 2, but every 2 weeks we're going to keep putting shows up until we reach to the current show. So
because we're that damn good.
We're that damn good. So that's Podorama.com, Noise Punk and Dust Crooner's name, the show. This was show number 16 on Calvos.org, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. Hey, what the heck's that?
It's the theme music.
Oh, my God.
And I'll do it for Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. And until next time, noise to you!
Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.